I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Young people in Kenya are searching for something to live for. On Monday, riots broke out in cities across the nation on a significant anniversary. Steve Holman with Kenya Hope explains.
35 years ago on July 7, there was a massive riot in all the cities.
Anti-government riots. This year, police brutality has been a hot topic fueling protests.
The national government pretty much blockaded and closed down the centers of all those towns, and especially Nairobi, the center city.
31 people died in Monday's demonstrations, says Kenya's Human Rights Commission. Holman explains that Kenya Hope's work among the Maasai people in Narok State is largely untouched by events in the capital. What Kenya Hope needs most right now is more gospel workers. Ask God to call young people to work in his kingdom. And Ava was pregnant, alone, and depressed. Now she works, cares for her child, and gives glory to God. This is just one example of life transformation from Choose Life Croatia, a Life International partner. Anita Jovanovic is on the leadership team of Life International's Europe Hub. She says Choose Life Croatia helps young women avoid abortions. Along with prevention, they offer support to women who have lost their babies through abortion or sexual trauma.
One of our clients who went through healing, she became director of Secular Safe House, and now she invited us to have groups with those wounded women in safe houses who literally escaped for their lives.
Pray the Lord will provide financial support. Donating to support non-governmental organizations or NGOs is not common practice. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.